Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldana Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering what are the vapors inside the airplane? I was traveling to Bhopal by Indigo Airlines. I noticed that white fog was released into the cabin. I have seen this before too in other airlines. I thought it could be used as a disinfectant post-COVID-19. Later I discovered that they are being used for other reasons too. When you are in a warm room and you breathe on a cold window, what happens? Your breath forms little droplets, right? That's condensation. And it's the same thing that can cause fog inside an airplane. Imagine you are in an airplane getting ready for takeoff. Before the engine starts, the cabin might feel a bit cooler because the air conditioning isn't running at full speed yet. Now, the air inside the cabin has moisture in it, just like the air outside. When the cabin cools down a bit, that moisture in that air starts to stick to the windows and other cool surfaces inside the plane. That's when you start seeing fog forming. Similarly, when the plane is descending for landing, it's going from a higher, possibly colder altitude down to a lower, warmer one. As the temperature changes, the moisture in the air inside the cabin can condense on surfaces again, creating fog. It's all about temperature and moisture. When the conditions are just right, cool air meeting warm, moist air, you get condensation. And that's what causes the fog inside the airplane cabin before taking off and landing. You need to be really observant at finding this phenomena. It only happens at the first 5 minutes as you sit in an airplane. Talking about sitting, I want to share with you the evolution of passenger airplanes. In the early 20th century, aviation pioneers like Louis Blériot, Alberto Santos Dumont, and Wright brothers laid the groundwork for powered flight. Their primitive aircraft was typically small, fabric-covered biplanes or monoplanes with wooden frames and open cockpits. These early planes were used primarily for experimental purposes, mail delivery, and short-distance flights. The advent of World War I spurred rapid advancements in aviation technology. Military aircraft became more sophisticated with improvements in engine power, aerodynamics, and structural design. After the war, surplus military planes were converted for civilian use, marking the birth of commercial aviation. The 1920s saw the emergence of the first passenger airlines, such as KLM Royal Dutch Airlines and Aero Marine Airways in the United States. These airlines operated small, single-engine biplanes that could accommodate only a handful of passengers. Flights were often limited to short distances and faced numerous challenges, including unpredictable weather and primitive navigation aids. Despite these challenges, aviation continued to progress. By the 1930s, aircraft manufacturers like Boeing, Douglas, and Lockheed were producing larger and more advanced airplanes with metal fuselages, retractable landing gear, and enclosed cabins. These propeller-driven airplanes, such as Boeing 747 and Douglas DC-3, represented a significant leap forward in passenger comfort and safety. they could fly farther, faster, and more reliably than their predecessors, ushering in the era of modern commercial aviation. The aftermath of World War II brought about a revolution in the air travel with the introduction of jet propulsion. Jet-powered airlines, British De Havilland Comet and American Boeing 707 transformed the aviation industry. Jet engines offered greater speed, altitude and range, making long-haul flights more feasible and economical. The 1960s and 70s witnessed further advancements in passenger aircraft technology, including the development of wide-body jets like the Boeing 747 and McDouglas DC-10. These jumbo jets could accommodate hundreds of passengers and featured amenities such as in-flight entertainment systems, spacious cabins, and improved passenger comfort. Throughout the latter half of 20th century and into the 21st century, passenger aircraft continued to evolve with innovations in aerodynamics, materials, avionics, and engine technology. Aircrafts like the Airbus A320 family and Boeing 787 Dreamliner set new standards for fuel efficiency, environmental sustainability, and passenger experience. Today, the global aviation industry is characterized by a diverse fleet of passenger aircraft, ranging from regional jets to ultra-long-range airliners. Modern planes incorporate cutting-edge technology such as fly-by-wire controls, composite materials, and advanced navigation systems, ensuring safety, reliability, and efficiency in air travel. The evolution of passenger planes from humble beginnings to the sophisticated marvels of modern aviation represents a remarkable journey of innovation, ingenuity, and progress. Each milestone in aviation history has shaped the way we connect with the world and has made air travel an essential and integral part of the contemporary life. I'm sure you got value from this episode about what are the vapors inside the airplane. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast, and don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.